During the Cold War, the threat from Russia, the Soviets was obvious, and it definitely felt very real to those of us who remember nuclear blast drills, wondering, you know, at 6 years old, if our desk would really keep us from whatever scary thing was headed our way, long before we knew what the word vaporize was, at least. But now, in what many are calling the new Cold War, the world is more dangerously interconnected than ever, and it's harder to recognize cyber attacks and espionage from Russia. You're listening to WGN, and I'm Patty Vasquez. On the line with us is a member of the goal of the committee to investigate Russia, comprised of a nonpartisan list of foreign policy experts. They're all endeavoring to help Americans recognize and understand the gravity of Russia's continuing attacks on our democracy. Joining us on the line is a member of the advisory board of this committee. Rob Reiner joins us. How are you doing tonight, sir?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me, Patty.
I've been following, you know, obviously we've all been following this from the beginning, from the moment that there were sort of telltale signs that perhaps there was something amiss, whether it was online or President Trump before he was president, you know, taunting Russia, say, yeah, expose your emails. What got you involved in this committee?
What got me involved was the realization that whenever our country's been attacked in the past, whether it was 9/11 and we saw planes hitting the buildings, or during Pearl Harbor when the bombs hit Pearl Harbor for the, you know, it got us into the Second World War, we've always come together as a country. You know, it's that old adage, you know, that partisanship ends at the water's edge. It didn't seem to hold up this time, and we found ourselves divided before and continue to be divided, where we have had this attack, you know, on our democracy from a foreign enemy power, and we did not come together, and we have not responded, and we have not done anything to protect ourselves going forward. So I tried to put together this group of nonpartisan people. There are Republicans and Democrats, patriots, who basically say, you know, why can't we, you know, why can't our elected officials do for us what they're supposed to do, which is the first goal is to protect us. And so that's what we're doing. We're trying to get people to understand what actually happened and how really dire it is.
Well, people will say you're an actor, you're a writer, you're a director. Why are you getting so involved? You know, maybe artists should just stick to their craft. Why do you feel compelled to do this?
Well, first of all, I mean, people who you know, don't know me. I mean, I you know, I've been politically active, you know, most of my adult life, and you know, I actually served 7 years in California government. I mean, had a position in California government for 7 years. So I'm not, you know, I don't come at it just as a celebrity. I have a little bit of understanding of how government works and how policy is put together, and I have, you know, I have developed and passed some public policy. So I'm not new to this in that way. But as far as, you know, my voice as a celebrity, I don't think anybody should listen to me any more than anybody else. I mean, I just, you know, I'm just seeing things as I see them. And in talking with, you know, the Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, who's on our advisory board, and also the former head of the CIA, John Brennan, as well as former head of the CIA, General Michael Hayden, who's also on our advisory board, they shed some light on this for me. And basically, in all of their years, in all their service to this country, they have never seen anything like what occurred during the 2016 election. So they're trying, I'm trying to help them, and they're trying to help me get the word out so that people can understand that there has been a very serious attack on our democracy, and if we're not careful, the 41 years that our founding fathers had created could very easily be torn aside. So that's why I'm doing it. I feel that we have an obligation to protect this wonderful experiment of self-government.
And you sat down with these gentlemen, with former CIA director, I'm sorry, I'm trying to make sure that I have the names correct, but National Intelligence James Clapper and former CIA director John Brennan for a 20-minute video. What were some of the things that startled you the most? Did you find anything surprising in the conversation that you had with them?
I did. I mean, the first thing was that these guys, they had, between the two of them, had almost 90 years of experience serving the country. And they don't, people who are from the intelligence community, usually when they retire, they don't speak out. Both of these guys, by the way, were in their positions during the 2016 election. And usually when you leave office, these guys don't really speak out. But they feel they felt compelled at this point to speak out, because what they said is, in all of their 90-plus years together, they've never seen anything like this. They've never seen an attack, a successful attack, like the Russians were able to pull off. So that's one thing. And the other thing was a greater understanding of how you hear the term active measures all the time, you know, as the Russian are performing active measures. And I wondered, what is that? What does that mean? I mean, what comprises an active measure? And what they explained is that this is something that the Russians have been at for a very, very long time. It's nothing new in terms of them trying to disrupt our democracy. What is new is the power of the internet and the power of social media. And what the Russians were able to do is weaponize this to what they say an active measures campaign that's on steroids. I mean, it's just exponentially more powerful. And they combine the using social media and disinformation and fake news and all that. You've heard that term. They use that in conjunction with many times there's money laundering involved. Many times there's assets that are connected to people on the ground. And they explain how all this works. And so it doesn't feel like anything. I mean, the thing that is most upsetting is, you know, you know when a plane hits a building. You know what that is. People react to that. Or if bombs drop on Pearl Harbor, we know what that is. We can react and say, oh, you know, we've been attacked. But this is a much more insidious attack. This is something that has it's tantamount to having like a virus injected into your bloodstream, and at first you're not aware of it, and then the next thing you know you have sepsis, and the whole system starts to collapse. And so this is what they're seeing, and quite frankly they're very, very concerned about it.
Do they have any thoughts? And by the way, again, I want to let our listeners know that this video is available at investigaterussia.org. Rob Reiner, actor, writer, director, sat down for an important conversation with former director of the CIA, John Brennan, and former director of the National Intelligence, James Clapper. And again, go to investigaterussia.org. Did they have any thoughts in that conversation about what can be done? I mean, you know, it feels, as you mentioned, it feels like a virus. Is there a cure to this virus? Is there something that we can inoculate? Sounds like a strange way to put it, but what can people do to either sort of hope that other, you know, help others to see that they're being lied to and manipulated, or to thwart this when it's online? Do they have any answers to that?
They do, and what they recommend, and this is something that we did after 9/11. At the time, nobody anticipated the weapon of choice to be plowing planes into buildings, but it sparked the 9/11 Commission. And to be honest, George W. Bush initially was reluctant about approving a thing like that, because perhaps he was concerned that he might come under some political attack for not being as proactive as he might have been, or not seeing this coming. But at the end of the day, he thought, you know, we're in a new world of where terrorists are coming at us in different asymmetric type ways, and we have to address this. And it's more important our country's safety than my own political loss or gain. And so we went ahead with a 9/11 commission, and a lot came out of that. And what these guys, Clapper and Brennan, are recommending, that we have a 9/11 type commission where we can address not only what to do about disinformation, but how do you protect your the internet from cyber warfare? What do you do in response to these kinds of attacks? I mean, these are all new protocols that need to be developed because we are now in a world of cyber warfare, which is different than anything that we've experienced. So that's what they're recommending. But the problem is, in order to have a legitimate 9/11 type commission with experts from both sides of the aisle coming together, and it's also going to include people from private industry, the tech world needs to be engaged. All of these things need to happen, but it won't happen unless the president puts his puts a priority on it, and that hasn't happened. And not only have we not seen any leadership from the president on it, but we have not seen Congress step up and do what they need to do. We're having investigations, but the investigations are really not what I'm talking about and what these intelligence experts are talking about. We're talking about protecting ourselves in the future and, figuring out how to, what does an offense look like in a cyber war. The investigations that are going on are all about, criminality, and that's not what we're talking about here.
Well, criminality, perhaps, on people involved in President Trump's administration and or campaign. And I know that, as you mentioned, President Bush did not want to put this committee together because it might put him in a bad light. Well, we have a president who everything is about how he appears and, reacts to a story that might be on Fox News. The next thing you know, he walks off of Air Force One and that dictates what speech he gives in the next moment. It seems rather impossible that the president would put together a committee like that, doesn't it?
Well, it does. I mean, people have said, well, they feel like anything like that might jeopardize the legitimacy of his electoral victory. But, something at a certain point, you have to say, yeah, and we don't know that it will or it won't. But at a certain point, the main concern of a president of the United States is to keep the citizens of this country safe. And if he is not upholding that, I mean, we're in a serious place. It's a big, big problem when you're not living up to that number one duty that you have to perform as president.
I want to make sure that we're clear on this for listeners who are, because I think they hear President Trump and Russia in the same sentence. As you mentioned, they think, there's nothing there. This is a total witch hunt, and then the idea that we would delegitimize our law enforcement, like the FBI, where does it go from there? Is it next national intelligence? Intelligence? Is it the CIA that is completely not taken seriously because people are like, well, it's just a witch hunt. It seems like that's the direction we're headed in, is not take them seriously.
Yes, and it's very scary because not only is he attacked the law enforcement community and the Justice Department, but in the past he has attacked the intelligence community, and he's also attacked the press and the First Amendment. So it is difficult, but ultimately this is what we're up against. We have to, it's been successful in a weird way, his whole pushing out the idea of fake news, but it's incontrovertible that this country was attacked by the Russians during the 2016 election. That is incontrovertible. There is nobody that doesn't say that happened, except maybe the president. But that's what we have to agree. We all have to agree on certain basic facts. And then, based on that, you have to decide what policies do you implement in order to deal with those facts. And so that's what we're talking about. That's what these career intelligence agents are talking about. And these guys have worked for both Republican and Democratic presidents. They're nonpartisan when it comes to their service to this country. And so, we cannot denigrate law enforcement and the intelligence community and the press and all that and expect to have a healthy democracy at the end of it. And that's quite frankly why I got involved in this. I see, the erosion of our democracy, and the Russians have been at it for a long, long time, but they have been more successful in this last election than they've ever been. And if we don't do anything, and we're not right now, they're not only going to attack, they're here now. They're continuing to do their disinformation right now, and they'll continue it through the 2018 and 2020 election. It's not going to go away unless we, as a country, stand up, and all the patriots in this country have to stand up and do what's necessary to protect ourselves.
Do you find yourself, again, we're talking to Rob Reiner, actor, writer, director, and also now the advisor, member of the advisory board for the committee to investigate Russia. Do you get disappointed that so many people are manipulated by these memes, by bots on Twitter? It's mind-boggling sometimes, don't you think?
It really is. I mean, just the other day, my Twitter account was hacked. By, you know, we don't know where. It looked like it came from Turkey. It might have been, a Russian troll. We don't know. But all I know is that I couldn't then get up on that platform for 5 days. I mean, it was, they do that. Now, that's a tiny little thing, and who cares about what I have to say? But when they're able to do that, they're able to do a lot more, and they can weaponize this to extreme extents of shutting down electrical grids and affecting water supplies. They can do any of that stuff, and we have to understand that. And we're going to need the tech world to play a role in helping us out, and so that we can identify when we're attacked by bots. I mean, St. Petersburg right now, and this is not under a dispute either. St. Petersburg has a troll factory that's open 24/7. They have shifts. People are coming in and they're piggybacking on messages that they like, and they don't care about Republican or Democrat. They just want to sow discord. They want to sow disharmony. They've seen a divided America, and they took advantage of it, and we're becoming more and more divided, and they don't care whether it's Republicans or Democrats in office. They just wanted to sow discord to show, look, see, democracy doesn't work. It's a failure. It's a failed system, and that diminishes us and elevates them on the world stage. That's what this is about.
And it's incredible work, and I appreciate that everyone that you've brought together. Again, the video that Rob Reiner has put together has produced and sat down with former director of the National Intelligence Agency, James Clapper, and former CIA director John Brennan is available at investigaterussia.org. Before, I know that you've done a lot of these interviews over the last couple of days, so I want to first of all tell you that we appreciate your time and your patience with us. And I also want to thank you for all the work that you've done. I know I mentioned that before we got on the air, but you've really just done such a wide range of incredible work that I can't even begin to tell you how much of an impact you've had on my life. So thank you so much for all of that.
Well, thank you so much, Patty. And you did begin to tell me, and that's very sweet of you. Thank you so much.
Well, get some rest, will you? I know that it's a lot of work that you're doing. And if you're ever in Chicago, and I know you probably don't want to come in during a snowstorm like we've got going right now, but we'd love to have you in studio some night.
Sounds good.
Again, everyone go to investigaterussia.org to learn more. If you agree or disagree, if you think it's something that's all BS, you know what? Find out for yourself. Be alert, be informed, and be proactive. Thank you again, sir. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you so much.
More after this on 720 WGN.